Just been listening to my track Crossover. For those of you who don't know me, I am the girl who recorded a track with Oshunade called Radadu. I've done a lot of recordings with Masters of Work, More Expensive, Tribute to Fela, Ekabo, The Time Is Now, and then also worked with Mr. The One and Only Vibraphone, Royes. You know, I like it like that, and I've really been having fun doing what I love, which is writing songs and putting lyrics to things that move me. To introduce myself even further, I started off in the music industry as the dancer, the girl behind the whole soul-to-soul British movement. I had fun doing that, and I started writing my songs about 92, 94. I moved to New York to work on my demo, and that's when the journey began. And in that whole journey going to Winter Music Conference, I got to meet a lot of DJ producers, and that's how I recorded Free Your Mind with Pastor Boyz, which I found out ended up being a really good hit out in South Africa. So I really appreciate your support. After working with all the various producers and DJs, it was time for me to really take time to focus on who is Wumi. And there began the journey, and that's how I actually came about the album ALA, which stands for African Living Abroad. With this album, I signed it over to Share Music, and it's actually now out. Yes, ALA is now available, and it's an all reputable record store. And basically, this album itself, it's who I am, Wumi. Who is Wumi? People constantly ask me, what are you about? What's your style? What are you saying? What are you doing? And I feel that when you listen to the whole album, you would actually understand what I'm about.
I am African.
ALA.
My roots are deep, like a tree. You can uproot it and take it anywhere, well, it's still a tree.
I am African. So, you want to know? I am A-L-A. A-L-A. African living abroad. I am African.
My full name is Ibiwumi Omotayo Olufunke Felicity Olaiya. My parents named me. That's it. Both my parents are originally from Nigeria. I was born in England and raised in Nigeria. My father sent me home when I was 4, and I spent 10 years. In the 10 years I spent there, I guess you could say, those are the formidable years I really got to find my essence and my spirit. And despite some of the misunderstandings and the questions that you get when the whole, you know, cultures clash and, you know, just the things you go through as a teenager, the questions and the realization of trying to come to terms with yourself, because that's who built who I am, Wumi. And when I got back to England, got into the whole dance thing, I loved to dance. Dance was my way of escape, so it was like, give me music to dance. And then when I got into the whole collective with Soul to Soul, that took me to the next level. Music. I always loved music. As a kid in Nigeria, I listened intensively to Fela, you know, Fela Nicola Bokuti. And the way he used words to make people think while you're still enjoying the music to dance. And it was really inspiring. And obviously, when it was time for me to start writing my own songs and lyrics, it naturally came. That was just, there was no other question about it. But it wasn't my reality. My reality back in the day when I did my demo, there was nothing like what I was feeling music-wise. Music scene, out in New York was swing and R&B, and really African music was nowhere in the mainstream, and I wasn't aware of the dance world, the dance music scene really. So for me, I just felt like a sore thumb that stuck out. But you know, as they always say, that when you stay fast to what you believe and focus, and you really, really are working from a place of self, the truth always comes out. In my own journey, I was very blessed that I met Royez, and through him, I got to tour with him. I wrote a couple of tracks on his album at the time, tour with him, and got to be me in his own environment. And that gave me the confidence that even if the industry is at large do not recognize me, that there are folks who will recognize and who can understand me if I am confident within myself. And that's how I actually kept going, writing my own songs. And sooner or later, before you know it, Masters of Work, Louis Vega and Kenny Dope got to know about me, and they invited me to work with them on the first tune I wrote with them, More Expensive. Now, yeah, it is really funny. Being of African heritage, really, to the world, because of the way I sing, my tone, and even lyrically wise, I'm known as an African world music. It's in a place where the world music is a scene that I don't feel I'd fit in, because to them I'm not traditional enough. So again, I'm marginalized. And then in the so-called commercial mainstream music, urban, where they put all the black artists, I'm not urban enough. So again, I'm pushed to one side and marginalized. The question then comes to me, who am I? Now you can understand why the album ALA really means a lot for me. And in that whole time when I was, my journey basically, I kept being told, maybe if you did a crossover tune, you know, write something with more English, you know. I'm like, but I am singing in English, and I am, my lyrics are like, geez, it's so easy really in the West, in the world we're in, not necessarily in the West, but just in the world we're in, of where you're supposed to fit into a package, to get confused, to lose yourself, to lose your mind. And if you're really trying so badly to be accepted, in that process you could even lose where you begin from. You could actually lose your essence. And I'm glad and really proud to say that I stood away from everything. It didn't mean I didn't listen, but I listened, but I also had to be clear about who am I? Who do I want to be? What inspires me? What pushes me? So in a journey as I go on, everyone always said to me, what's your style of music? I'm doing Wumi. Where should we place you? I'm doing Wumi. And in a way, it's really good. And I guess in the end, it's really been a blessing to be accepted by the dance world, because in that world, it's really about the love of dance. And in that sense, there's also a consciousness where, lyric-wise, people actually do say things that is meaningful. You know, it's not about bling-bling and shoot up and... No, really, for me, anyway, my inspiration and the reason why I write, and as much as I love to dance, and there's still that form of expressing things that I'm feeling around me. That's the journey in the album ALA. I get to write songs like Greedy Body that discusses the issues about the situation in Africa as much as the situation in the West. It just seems more magnified to me, you know, in Africa. I sit around a lot with my cousins, my dad especially, because we, you know, we banter off about politics. And it just seems no matter how much we delve into the situation and the scenarios in my beloved country, the main issue behind it all always turns back to greed. Greed. And it burnt me until I had to put it into words. And there's come the track, Greedy Body. Greedy Body. Like my dad is opportunist brother number one. Greedy Body. Like my dad is an allergy for me to grow. Greedy Body. Greed comes with desire. It's not your best friend. Needy, no. Wanting, no. It's all destroying. Now everyone is just on top of one another. Cheating, I be master. Driving, cheating, sweetling, frauding. And no one is getting greedy body. You know. And then my greedy body. Ooh, yeah, they take too much. Oh, too much greedy body. I say, make you now watch your backs. Then my greedy body. Ooh, yeah, they take too much. Oh, greed spreading like fire. Don't open the door. Virus, so contagious. So, it's contaminating. Everyone.
Mrs. Lagbaja, you asking me?
How did I go about putting this album together? Well, it's really been an amazing journey, and also a reflection, I feel, of my blessings. Most of the producers on this album I already collaborated with on their own project, but a few who are new: Alex Alvarez, who produced Crossover with Shiji, and myself. I must give it up to Alex Alvarez, because I met him through Shiji and Oshunade, and he kept saying he wanted to do something with me. And one day I finally got my act together, and just as at the same time I was thinking of putting my album, I went up to his studio and he played me a couple of melodies, and it triggered off my mind, and Crossover came about that way. And really, it was just such a tongue-in-cheek back of folks who kept telling me I had to do a Crossover tune. I couldn't resist it. And the whole thing of being commercial, making it commercial, and what is commercial and who dictates what is commercial. So for me, it was really just writing a tongue-in-cheek song about issues that, and reflecting the questions back at me. And Alex Alvarez did a magical job in making that whole track music-wise just sound so wicked. And in that whole journey, from that experience, I got to work with Jeremy J-Maj, as we call him for short. He's my musical director of my band in US, and I decided I was willing, and I was actually quite excited about doing a cover song. And of all the songs growing up in England, and also even when I was in Nigeria, my favorite group was Police. And it was just like, which of the tunes will I do? Which of? And I said to him one day, I said, you know, Jerry, I want to do Message in a Bottle. And he looked at me and said, you know, that would be a wicked tune. And why did I choose that tune? To be honest, whenever I listen to Sting, I swear, he sings like a black man. He's always got that "oh" at the end of each word. You know, message in a bottle. Anyway, it was just for me. It was like revisiting back my teenage years, and when I was really that conflict between the changes from being in Nigeria and now being back in England, and musically the differentness in sound. Though back in Nigeria we did listen to a lot of music from all over the world, so it was kind of the area that really I gravitated towards. And when I went to the studio with the band, because actually the whole band in New York, my band in New York, played on this track, J-Maj, yeah man, he hooked me up on this one. And just really putting it together and doing it like me. Again, that was the whole thing. It wasn't me trying to be Sting or trying to do Police. It was really me taking a song that I love, that I grew up singing and dancing to, and doing it the way I actually sounded when I was singing along with them. The African girl. So really, that was, I mean, that tune, you've got to hear that Message in a Bottle.
Message in a bottle, yeah.
ALA. I think in my album, ALA is will surprise and really entertain a lot of people. I feel it's really got a lot of tricks up its sleeve that is very sweet. And when I say sweet, I mean, you know, yes, I am political in the sense of the way I write my lyrics, but I'm also very fun. I love to dance, so that also comes through the music. The producers have all really worked with me in making that very clear, and it's vibrant. And lyric-wise, I feel that I've penned a lot of songs that people are going to be humming for many, many years to come, you know, and I'm looking forward to getting out and about, you know, in South Africa and really feeling what people respond to the music, really, and sharing my thoughts and life and really, and just the love of dance. And I really hope you all enjoyed as much as I have. Thank you.
It's up to you to have the courage to dare to go for what you want in life and reach for the stars beyond. Cause this life we have is promised to no one. Dare to reach for the stars beyond, to follow what your heart desire. Cause there's a sweet lullaby at the end of the rainbow. La 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 la.
Lullaby at the end of the rainbow.